Seeing Beyond is funded by Bonnie Colleen, its advertisers, some of the guests who receive promotional consideration, and by sale of products. Seeing Beyond, Bonnie Colleen, and the owners of this station are not responsible for the opinions or business practices of guests and sponsors. What you hear on Seeing Beyond is not a substitute for professional and medical advice. Seeing Beyond does not recommend a path for anyone to follow, but offers the opportunity for you to explore new ideas. Choose to work with the people and products that support your beliefs. We want always to respect your personal boundaries.
Good morning, I'm Bonnie Colleen, and we're going to be with you for 2 full hours today. That's right, from 8 until 10 a.m. And for this hour, you're going to be able to call in and ask your own questions of our very special guest and regular guest, Dr. Catherine Athens. She's got some new exciting news, and we're also going to be sharing another segment from her new book, Just Imagine. So that'll be the first hour. I'm glad that you are with us. Let's hear what Lance Ferguson has to say about this very interesting Skywatch, and we'll be back seeing beyond.
This is Skywatch for Wednesday, June 23rd. Stop and go. Astrological skies are cloudy and confusing Wednesday morning. Caution lights are up. The sun squares Jupiter at 6:21 a.m., and the boss is upset. Something's not right. The moon sextiles Saturn, but then squares dreamy Neptune at 8:33 a.m., and then the moon turns void, of course, until she enters optimistic Sagittarius at 11:10 a.m. Ah, the energy in the heavens shifts, changes for the better at this moment, and green lights come on for important calls and business once the moon changes signs. Luna will joyfully sextile Jupiter and sextile Uranus by 2:52 p.m. this afternoon, increasing the chances you'll be successful in your mission today. Plus, people are more likely to give you the benefit of the doubt when the moon is in Sagittarius. Evening skies are good for social plans. Yeah, reach out. If your birthday is this week, June 20th through the 26th, the rebellious, inventive, and crazy pair of Jupiter and Uranus in Aries also light up your new solar return, Cancer. However, they're making a square to your sun, which means this is likely to be a turning point year in your life. You can be the agent of change or the victim, but things cannot stay the same. Mars and Saturn are in Virgo in your new solar return, encouraging you to get new tools and to work on your craft. You can make great strides in 2010, especially since artistic Venus is in creative Leo in your new solar return. That's a good sign for romance, too, and finding new sources of pleasure in the months ahead. This is a good year to experiment and to start new chapters in your life. The Aries energy disturbs your nest, but makes you aware of better choices and avenues of growth. The future is calling you, Cancer. Times change. I'm Lance Ferguson.
Well, welcome to our first hour of Seeing Beyond, and happy birthday to all of you who are having a birthday this week. And by the way, you can always read Skywatch on our Seeing Beyond website. And isn't it fun that we're being streamed live now by KESTradio.com so that anyone on the planet can hear us while we're speaking, and they can even call in and talk to me. I'm Bonnie Colleen, or one of our guests. In fact, I had a woman call in just the other day. Kwong put up that she was from Georgia. So I asked her if she was from Georgia, that country near Russia, or Georgia, the state in the United States of America. She was from Georgia, the United States of America. But isn't that exciting that we're now international? Well, Dr. Catherine Athens has written a book called Just Imagine. And you know what? We kept imagining that, and now it's happened. Catherine, it's so good to have you back on the program. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Bonnie, and good morning to everybody. And it's my great pleasure to be with you this amazing day.
It is an amazing day, and you've got an amazing project that you are working on. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. Oprah Winfrey is...
I think we've heard of her.
...is creating the Oprah Winfrey Network and having a contest that I am entering. I'm actually doing a video of 3 minutes to talk about a possible TV show that could go on her network. So she's
speaking of international.
Yes, yeah, she's looking for the next TV show host. And it's something I'm taping today. I'll definitely have it up on the website. On Friday, it will be submitted. And I will ask all of you to go to Oprah.com to the Oprah Winfrey Network contest and vote for me, Catherine Athens.
I love that, Catherine. I mean, just imagine. And I love the fact that it's called the Oprah Winfrey Network. Think about the double entendre of that word, network. I mean, there's going to be so much networking going on. I think that her network is going to be a real outreach kind of a thing where people are going to be inspired by the folks they hear and see. They're going to get ideas so that they can get jump-started in their own lives. And I can't think of a better time for that than right now on the planet.
Absolutely. I was reading this morning about December 21st, 2012, the first time in 26,000 years where we will be aligned to the center of the galaxy.
Wow.
To the central sun of central suns. Here we go, folks. We're on our way to receive the great, amazing light that we all have been praying for, working for, cleaning for. It's coming very, very, very soon. And that's part of the reason that there was such a shakeup. And next year, things are going to be rocking and rolling. I know that Lance probably has been saying that. I know this summer he talks about that cardinal cross. Well, cardinality means action and lots of energy with the cross. So we can really go forward quickly as we're on the spiritual path.
Well, Lance has been such a great asset to Seeing Beyond. He gifts Skywatch to us. So thank you, Lance Ferguson, for that. And yes, he wrote me a little note and he said, tell your kids that, I can't say it on the air, fill in the blanks, plus fan is what it is right now. So, you know, and as I've been saying, it's going to be a hot summer, and I don't mean weather-wise necessarily. I mean that things are coming to a head. Things are coming to a climax. Things are stirred up a lot, which can bring chaos, crisis, and tons and tons and tons of opportunity. But you need to just imagine. That's where it starts. Talk to the people out there who are going, ooh, baby, should I fasten my seatbelt? What should I do? How can they use their imaginations to surf this wave?
Well,
or should I say waves?
Waves, absolutely. It's an exciting time. More energy for manifestation than we've seen in our lifetime. More openings as old systems are breaking down. Using your imagination is remembering, coming back to childhood, having that kind of wonder, remembering what that is like. And every single person has something that they imagined, they wish they could do, they wanted to be. From early childhood, that was kind of a secret because other people wouldn't approve. It was way too big, and they didn't want people to embarrass them or make fun of them. Now's the time to bring that out using your imagination and to start using this energy.
And look what a mentor you are, Catherine Athens. I mean, here you are auditioning for the Oprah Winfrey Network. You decided, hey, why not?
Why not? I thought of this. This little book has been such a magical book, Bonnie, because it sort of popped out magically with Dottie, my book designer, and I. I knew this had to come out. It was like it had to come out, and it just birthed itself. And as I was driving the car down the road one day, I was imagining and I went, oh my goodness, I would love to have this interactive show with people from all around the world who are innovative, who've activated their imaginations to come show what they're doing, how they did it, how they overcame their blockages, make it an interactive show with Skype so that people at home could participate from anywhere in the world. that everyone could participate and that people could receive the knowledge, that people could give the knowledge, and also include different schools with different innovative projects, get them on the show, have kids teaching kids, have kids be interactive.
Being good news for a change.
Yes, lots of good news, lots of exciting news, and getting away from this good is boring. Mm-hmm. Good is not boring. Good is challenging, it's exciting, it's nourishing. It's not taking away from anyone. It's actually building everybody up.
And it seems to me that more than ever now, it requires innovation. And that starts with imagination.
Absolutely. It's important for everybody, all of you folks who are listening, let's activate your imagination. Start imagining. Start putting in color. Start putting in texture. Start thinking, what's the thing that makes you happiest?
Yeah, and I think it's important too, Catherine, that, you know, especially those of us who are the baby boomers, so many of us were raised by moms and dads who didn't want us to soar too high because, like Icarus, they were afraid that our wings, the wax on our wings might burn off and that we'd fall to our deaths. So I think they were well-meaning. They had just been through, many of them, the Great Depression, World War II. They wanted some normalcy in their life. They wanted some comfort in their life. They wanted some peace in their life, and they wanted that for their kids. So when we came up with these, what my parents would have called harebrained ideas, they told us to get off
that,
of
that harebrained idea.
They told us, and I got tons of hair, as you can see. They told us to get off our high horses. And I remember one time when I started Seeing Beyond, it was about 2 years after I started my program, this Seeing Beyond listener. Now, I always invite you people to email me through our Seeing Beyond website. But back in those days, back in the good old days, they actually would send me cards and letters through the snail mail. And she sent me a letter and a little card, and she said, "Bonnie, please don't ever get off your high horse." My point in all this is that so many of us have been raised and taught in a way that just when we start those imagining thoughts going into the ethers, we put the lid on it. We feel like we're going too far or aiming too high, or how could we dare to want to get an Oscar for acting, for example, or be the best singer that we can possibly be, or start a radio program or audition for the Oprah Winfrey Network. So when we come back, we're going to be talking with folks about how to get beyond the blockages of imagining, because this is the time, in my opinion, when we've got to let out all the stops and let the imagination really flow in a huge way. Catherine, how can people get a copy of your book? I love it. Just Imagine.
Absolutely. It's available everywhere. You can go to CatherineAthensPhD.com. Amazon has it. Your Barnes & Noble store has it. Borders has it. Local bookshops, if you're in Mountain View, East West Bookstore has copies. If you're down in Los Angeles or Nevada, if you're listening from Nevada, the Psychic Eye bookstores have this. You can call me at 650-948-1796. 650-948-1796. I'll send you out a copy from the office. And it's very exciting. Very soon, we're going to have an ebook available of Just Imagine and also Make Your Dreams Come True Now on our website, CatherineAthensPhD.com. So it's going to be available in all forms, shapes, etc. And as we're writing new books, we're going to make them available that way as well.
We're going to be taking your phone calls too and helping you to just imagine and make your dreams come true. And remember, those dreams need to be big. These are big times for big dreams. So where are you? What's going on in your life? Do you feel like something big is stopping you or hindering you? Let Dr. Catherine Athens see around the corner. Let Dr. Athens give you some insights you may not have for yourself right now. They may not just be readily available for you. So call us at 415-543-8255, 415-543-8255. 8255. And we're going to be coming back, taking your calls, and also talking about how to remove the blockages, how to remove the naysayers so that we can see beyond. I'm glad you're with us. I'm Bonnie Colleen. If you're ready to enjoy a new career or add dimension to your current one, therapeutic hypnosis is one of the fastest growing vocations in today's world and is a life-changing education. You can discover more about what hypnotherapy can do for you and your future on Wednesday, July 7th at the Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy. This introductory evening begins at 6:30, so call them at 650-321-6419 to register and for more information. It's free of charge to Seeing Beyond listeners, but they do appreciate your registration, so call them at 650-321-6419.
Curious about your past lives? Hypnotherapist Paradiso will talk about their impact on us today on Wednesday night at East West Bookstore. On Thursday, join Cela Randazzo for fascinating insights into the power of crystals and rock medicine. Renowned channeler Hector Parra will talk about conversations with spirit on Friday and then offer private readings on the weekend. And don't miss Sharon Lund on Saturday and Sunday. The subject is Dying to Live.
Great news, everyone. Now you can listen to KEST on the web. Go to KESTradio.com and you can hear your favorite personal growth programs live. So tell your friends all over the world to tune in every weekday morning Pacific time from 6 to 11 for the best radio programs on improving your life. Tune in to KEST to hear the pioneer of personal growth radio, Bonnie Colleen of Seeing Beyond, best-selling author Dr. Len Saputo of Prescriptions for Health, world-renowned author and healer Master Shaw, and many more informative, inspiring, and insightful programs. KEST 1450 is the leader in personal growth radio and for over 20 years has brought positive change to the lives of thousands of people. KEST, now live on the web at KESTradio.com.
We're back with Dr. Catherine Athens. We're taking your phone calls at 415-543-8255. She is available for consultations of a longer duration in her Los Altos office. She is a psychic, a life coach, and a therapist, and her number there is 650-948-1796. We're talking about daring to imagine and imagine big. Let's go to the phone lines. This is Barbara calling in from San Francisco. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning.
Okay, Kwong, we can't hear Barbara for some.
Oh, good morning.
Oh, there you are. Good.
You were out getting a cup of coffee, right?
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, am I supposed to ask you a question or?
Yes. What is on your mind?
Why'd you call, Barbara?
Oh, okay. So you're talking about your dreams and becoming a reality.
Yes.
And so one of my dreams was to always to have my own health and wellness, spa, retreat, spiritual retreat center.
Yes.
And, a large one, not like a small one out of a house.
Yes.
And so, I don't know. What is it? Well, that happens.
You just start going, get a real estate person, get on the computer, start looking at places. I see the place. I already see it. It's already very clear, so it's very near. You know, as we follow our dreams, we have to then follow with action. And don't be afraid. Start looking in different places around where you live.
And, you know, we were talking about how these times are so opening for people with big ideas. And driving in here, I was listening to the news and hearing that May had the lowest sales figures of real estate, I don't know, in years and years, at least, if not in history. And so that means that prices are lower now than they would have been, say, 3 years ago. Even rents are lower. People are wanting to make deals, let's say. I see all kinds of opportunities here.
Absolutely. There are people who want to make deals. There are people who would love. They have assumable loans. They like somebody to assume the loan. They love to walk away. There are so much creativity here, Barbara. And the fact that I see the house so clearly, it's a beautiful old house and it's huge on some beautiful land, means that it's there for you already. You don't have to do much, but go out, start talking, go to neighborhoods, go to places that you like. Get involved in that. Get involved with your real estate person. Start searching it out. And don't think that because the price is so much, you can't afford it. There is always a way. If it is the right place, the universe, your angels will open the way for you to be able to possess that for your spiritual center. They want you to have that spiritual center. They want you to have your dreams fulfilled. You have a mission. You have a purpose. There are many, many people that you are there to serve. And it's right there.
So, Catherine, do you see Barbara's center? See, I'm already calling it Barbara's center.
Yes.
Do you see Barbara's center in San Francisco or what
area? I see it outside of San Francisco, Barbara. But it's in a more wooded area, okay? I don't know if it's Oakland-type wooded area or if it's a Marin-type wooded area, but it's in a more wooded area or even down Skyline off Skyline Boulevard, but it's there and it's waiting for you.
This could even be a property that's in foreclosure.
Absolutely. You know, these foreclosure people really are making deals. Okay.
So, Barbara, go for it, girl, and get some other people who are interested lined up too, because you might want to have, say, an acupuncturist there or a body worker there, or, you know, so get some friends behind this too. I mean, you can't have too much energy going in your direction.
Thank you. Well, I know that. I've got all kinds of people I would like to have there with me.
Yeah, so you're right there.
Okay.
Jump.
You're there with it, and the angels are with you. Everything is with you. You're on your divine path for your divine manifestation, and we see it under grace in a perfect way happening right now.
And, you know, Barbara, we all need this kind of thing. So this is not just something you're manifesting for yourself. It's something you're manifesting for all of us. So thank you for your good work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Evelyn is in Union City. Good morning, Evelyn. You're here with me. I'm Bonnie Colleen, and my guest, Dr. Catherine Athens. She's a life coach, a therapist, and a psychic. What do you want to know?
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I took a bold step.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
I took a bold step yesterday.
Good.
I told my big sister that I was gonna do it. She said, "You're gonna show up? What?" And he said, "Both places want to cash in the line, but I called, made an appointment, and even though I kept canceling appointments because I was out of the fear of the dentist, my dream was to get my teeth fixed, but I came yesterday and I went to this place yesterday and I even wanted to find out how to get them as a sponsor. They're so good. They it's unlike any dentist I've ever been to. And they offered me coffee and tea and everything, but the procedure that I want a dental implant because he said if I had dentures, I'd have difficulty speaking. But if I had an implant, you won't lose your speech. But it's $60,000.
$60,000 for a dental implant. Yeah, that is a little steep, but it makes it so that you can speak better. So, what was the outcome of this, Evelyn?
Well, see, I was hoping that he may be working on my income, that I get a 908. Well, we don't think we'll work with that, but if you can come up with $1,000 or $1,500.
So did the dentist say that he could work with you on this? Did he say that he would be able to do this if you could finance it?
Only with $1,000 down, but I only make a 908. I'm blind. That's why.
Okay. All right. So you've got some. some things to overcome here. Catherine, well, she's blind. She needs a dental implant. It's a mere $60,000. Oh, my gosh. That's like two cars.
First of all, you can get it a lot more cheaply, Evelyn. And have you thought about coming up to UCSF Dental School? They have a program. They probably will take your Medicare. They'll be happy to help you, and it won't cost you $60,000.
And you'll be helping them because they need people like you. And believe me, they're not going to let anybody work on you who isn't absolutely qualified. So again, where is that, Catherine?
At UCSF Dental School. You know, dental school is wonderful because the doctors are supervising all the work. The students are really, really careful and caring. And I bet you they would take your Medicare. I bet you they would make a wonderful deal with you, treat you with respect and love, and you would have a whole new outlook. So I would go there, or look at another dental school. There are many, many ways to get implants, and you won't have to pay $60,000.
And Evelyn, just one suggestion. You've got so much enthusiasm and so much joy in your voice, but when you're talking to somebody, like when you call up UCSF or another dental school, take a deep breath, slow down. I know you're having some trouble speaking right now, but slow down, enunciate, and come fully into your power, because you have enough power to light up New York City. Thanks for calling in, Evelyn. Wow. Well, see, that was great, Catherine, because this is what I keep telling people about you is, yes, you're extremely metaphysical, esoteric, and spiritual, but you've got both of those feet of yours on the ground and grounded. You have helped people in so many business transactions or with dramatic lawsuits, or like Evelyn with this situation where she really does need something that's going to improve her life. And she's already working under, you know, the handicap of being blind. And now she's got this thing going on with her teeth. And oh my gosh, $60,000. Like I said, that's two cars. So every time we talk to Seeing Beyond listeners and they have a concrete situation that needs a practical answer, you seem to have the resources for them.
Well, absolutely. I was luckily trained by a wonderful psychiatric social worker years and years ago when I started college. And this gal was like, first, let's get the practical stuff done. Is the person dead or alive? You know, before we try to do any kind of psychological or metaphysical stuff, let's take care of your needs.
Now, let's go to the first chakra first.
Let's go to the first chakra first, and let's really, really look at the possibilities. There are so many possibilities around. And for dentistry, there are so many clinics around. One of my clients who doesn't have a lot of money decided she was going to go down to Mexico. And she got dental implants in Mexico for maybe $2,000, where it was also about $100,000 here in the United States. You know, so she used her imagination. She was creative. And there are so many clinics right here in this area, in the Bay Area, that you can go to. There are so many people who are willing to help you to work with whatever it is you need, whether you're going to buy a beautiful spiritual center like Barbara or Evelyn, whether you really need some medical work done for you. There's a way to do it. There's a way to sit down and say, listen, this is what I need. What can we do? People are very giving, and doctors are very giving. And Evelyn, my gosh, you could probably get all this work done for free.
Well, what a concept. Just imagine. That's the title of Dr. Catherine Athens' new book, Just Imagine. And you can order that, of course, on Amazon. It's at East West Books, your favorite bookstores everywhere. If you'd like a longer session with Dr. Catherine Athens, she's a psychic, a life coach, and a therapist. She has a beautiful office in Los Altos, 650-948-1796, 650-948-1796. Of course, Just Imagine and all of Dr. Catherine's products are available at her website, Catherine with a C, Catherine Athens, A-T-H-A-N-S, at .com. CatherineAthensPhD.com. I should write these things down. CatherineAthensPhD.com. Of course, all that information is right there on the calendar section of the homepage of our website, and the URL is linked for you. We make it as easy for you as possible. We're going to be coming back and taking some more of your phone calls, talking about imagining and answering your questions at 415-543-8255, 415-543-8255. I'm glad you're with us. I'm Bonnie Colleen, and you are seeing beyond.
A special announcement for all you Seeing Beyond listeners. This is Dave Stouter, owner of Apple Health Foods. Many of you know me as host of The Vitamin Shelf. Comes on this station, KEST, every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. We're starting a second hour on Monday. Every Monday from 7 to 8 a.m. and Thursday, you can listen to the best cutting-edge, up-to-date nutritional information that's available on the radio. Again, I invite you to tune in every Thursday and Monday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Be there.
If you're ready to enjoy a new career or add dimension to your current one, therapeutic hypnosis is one of the fastest-growing vocations in today's world and is a life-changing education. You can discover more about what hypnotherapy can do for you and your future on Wednesday, July 7th at the Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy. This introductory evening begins at 6:30, so call them at 650-321-6419 to register and for more information. It's free of charge to Seeing Beyond listeners, but they do appreciate your registration, so call them at 650-321-6419.
It's easy to forget about your digestive system when things are going well. But when bloating, cramps, and heartburn kick in, it can feel as though digestive distress has taken over your entire body, if not your life. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning Probiotics 12 Plus offers a complete flora-balancing probiotic system, which is essential for optimum digestive health. Probiotics are friendly bacteria that live in your intestinal tract. They actually make some of our vitamins, maintain healthy digestive pH, support regularity, and help us digest food. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 carefully selected strains of lactic acid bacteria. Not all probiotics are the same, so when choosing a probiotic, make sure it is Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Well, we are back. I am Bonnie Colleen. The program you are listening to is called Seeing Beyond. You can find out more about me and my inspiring guests at seeingbeyond.com. Our guest this hour is Dr. Catherine Athens. She has a PhD. She's a leader of metaphysics and a life coach. She's also a psychic, and her number is 650-948-1796. She's got this little book out called Just Imagine, and whenever she brings it in, I read a little section for you, and I never know what I'm going to read ahead of time. I just go through the book and pick something. Now, this is very interesting, Catherine, but years ago, I took a creative writing class, and as an adult. And one of the things she did was she came out with 100 words on a piece of paper, and she passed that piece of paper out like it would be star, moon, sun, bus, Corvette. I mean, just any 100 words that she came up with. Yes. And she said for you to circle the one that had the most meaning for you, for some reason that you didn't even know, it was just, it beckoned to you. And then you were supposed to write on that. So the word that I picked was path, P-A-T-H.
Wow.
And I wrote about how my path oftentimes takes a different direction than where it started out. So I open up this book to page 33, which is, first of all, a master number. And here is the title, Take a Different Path. I'm going, okay, well, you're speaking to me, Catherine. Goes on to say, right now you have the ability through your imagination to choose how you will respond. For example, perhaps you and your employer interact in ways that leave you feeling stressed, or perhaps certain exchanges between you and a friend, your partner, or your child, or your parent leave you feeling powerless, weak, or dissatisfied. You want to experience encounters which result in different outcomes. So take a different path, take a different direction, take a different means of getting to the same place. So, Catherine, thank you for that for me and for all of our listeners. And we were going to talk about how so many of us had our imaginations quelched, either by our in our homes or by our teachers. And I really can remember imagining things like starting a radio program like Seeing Beyond. And I'd get to a certain height with it, and it would be like the lid came down, or it would be like the stops were closed. It would be like, ooh, well, I can imagine this high because this high is okay, but higher than that is who do I think I am? You know, all those little voices from the past would come up. I think that many of us have this kind of situation going on because of our upbringing. How do we overcome that? How do we get beyond the what ifs or the who do you think you are's in our life?
Well, first of all, it's really important to come back to yourself. And so many of us are disconnected from the self. We're so outwardly focused. If somebody says something in the newspaper or on the radio or on the internet, it must be so. Well, let's not assume all that. Let's assume that because you are a divinely created being as source, that you must be so, that you have the answer, that the answer is within you. To start refocusing back to the self, to the heart, to the gut, and start coming to know yourself. You know, I say it in my book, Socrates said, know thyself, not a casual acquaintance. Really know thyself. Why? Because all the answers, all the inspiration is inside of you. What happens is because we've been humiliated or condemned or believed that we're not supposed to reach a certain height because our parent told that or a student or an administrator, then we have put the restraints on ourselves. If we've done it to ourselves, we can redo it to ourselves. We can take a different path. We can change our attitude and decide that we are deserving of all the wonderful ideas that we imagine. And so many people, Bonnie, come into the office for counseling and they say, oh, I don't even want to think about that. Oh my gosh, you know, I can't, that's too good. That's too good for me. I don't deserve that. And I want to say that you all deserve the best. I was working with a client yesterday morning and she goes, well, the only way I know happiness is because I'm unhappy. The only way I know joy is because I have sadness. No, no, no. God is a unified. The source is unified. Happiness is who you are. Joy, unlimited prosperity, unlimited ability to meet all your goals, to be inspired. So as you desire and you send your desire to the source, be inspired and then act on that inspiration. When you get fear, say, thank you, fear, for being in my life previously. I grew up. I can handle it now. Go to someone else who needs you. I can handle it now. And turn that fear into faith. Francis Scovel Shinn, who is one of my wonderful teachers, a wonderful metaphysical writer from the 20s, said that fear is faith turned upside down. So let's just turn fear upside down, have that faith, and then act. Definitely make an action. We used to say in metaphysics, all action is right action. But make action, because that's where we are. We're in a physical universe. We need to act physically. And it's so, so important. So you're going to come up against blockages. You're going to come up against stuff. Don't act like they're not there. Go right to them. Touch them. Say, I acknowledge you. What information do you have for me? What is it that you're doing here? And listen, and don't let your fear stop you from connecting to the energy. And remember that you are deserving and grown up and capable. Hey, if you've made it to age 30, 35, 40, 50, 60, whatever, you are some hot ticket here on earth. This is not a place for those who are weak of heart. Every single one of you is strong, capable, and deserving.
Well, look at what you are doing, for example. You are trying out for, auditioning for, the Oprah Winfrey Network. Now, a lot of people would say, Catherine, what are the chances? Or, wow, how could you dare to dream that big? Whatever, whatever. But, you know, you're opening yourself up to really getting the message out there because you think it's so important. In fact, I know you want to thank our listeners who watched you on View from the Bay June 9th at 3 o'clock on ABC when you talked about teaching writing in the schools. And you're just, you know, step by step and maybe even a big whoosh every once in a while, you're putting yourself out there in very important ways.
Well, absolutely. It's so important to me because I have worked all my life to learn how to set myself free. And I learned the hard way. One of my spiritual teachers used to say, Catherine, she still does, Catherine, your whole life has been preparation for you to teach others. You chose the hard way so that you would get beaten up, battered around, so you would understand, have compassion, have love, and be able to teach people how not to get so battered up and how to create even more. And it is my desire as a teacher, as someone who loves the human race, that every single person receive the best, that nobody receive the worst ever again. We have to let that go. It is just not true. It is a lie that undermines our divine pattern, that eats at us and causes disease. It is not so. So by being out there, by hopefully being more on television and so forth, on radio as your show, which, thank you, Bonnie.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. You know, it's been wonderful. It is wonderful. Then we can get the message out. We can give hope. We can let people know that they already have faith. I have a client who says, I have no faith. I said, well, did you get up this morning? Yeah. I said, what did you do? I said, did you eat this morning? Yeah. I said, well, did you have faith that your legs would carry you? Yeah. Why did you eat? Did you have faith that the food would nourish your body? Yeah. And what did you do? You brushed your teeth. Did you have faith that brushing your teeth would help your teeth not have? Yeah. And you drove a car. So everyone has faith. You already have it. You just need to exercise it, like, you know, you do your biceps in the morning. Exercise your faith every day. Expand it. Make it larger and keep doing that. And it's fun. It's a game. And have a sense of humor and be silly and laugh and allow the childlikeness in you to come out. Stop being the stuffy old adult, because that's adulterated. Let the childlikeness in you come with the mind of discernment.
Well, you can tell that Dr. Catherine Athens is not only a professional, but with lots of real world grounded ideas for people just like you, but also a great cheerleader, somebody who sees beyond, somebody who knows that you're here for an important purpose. And if you've got a question about where you are right now and how you might get around a block, how you might see beyond, or how you might dream bigger, give us a call. She's happy to talk with you. 415-543-8255. 415-543-8255. Her office is located in Los Altos. She does see clients there at 650-948-1796. And you can order her book, Just Imagine, and find out more about her and her work at her website, which is CatherineAthensPhD.com. We're going to be here until 10 today. Hope you can stay with us as we continue to see beyond.
Great news, everyone. Now you can listen to KEST on the web. Go to KESTradio.com and you can hear your favorite personal growth programs live. So tell your friends all over the world to tune in every weekday morning Pacific time from 6 to 11 for the best radio programs on improving your life. Tune in to KEST to hear the pioneer of personal growth radio, Bonnie Colleen of Seeing Beyond, best-selling author Dr. Len Saputo of Prescriptions for Health, world-renowned author and healer, Master Shah, and many more informative, inspiring, and insightful programs. KEST 1450 is the leader in personal growth radio, and for over 20 years has brought positive change to the lives of thousands of people. KEST, now live on the web at KESTradio.com.
If you're ready to enjoy a new career or add dimension to your current one, therapeutic hypnosis is one of the fastest growing vocations in today's world and is a life-changing education. You can discover more about what hypnotherapy can do for you and your future on Wednesday, July 7th at the Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy. This introductory evening begins at 6:30, so call them at 650-321-6419 to register and for more information. It's free of charge to Seeing Beyond listeners, but they do appreciate your registration, so call them at 650-321-6419.
Curious about your past lives? Hypnotherapist Paradiso will talk about their impact on us today on Wednesday night at East West Bookstore. On Thursday, join Cela Randazzo for fascinating insights into the power of crystals and rock medicine. Renowned channeler Hector Parra will talk about conversations with spirit on Friday and then offer private readings on the weekend. And don't miss Sharon Lund on Saturday and Sunday. The subject is Dying to Live.
Welcome back. I'm here with Dr. Catherine Athens, psychic, life coach, and therapist. Again, her number in Los Altos, 650-948-1796. Well, Catherine, again, you've got this big dream that you want to be on the Oprah Winfrey Network, and you want to be teaching people by example as well as teaching how to imagine and use that imagination to create what they truly want. How can our Seeing Beyond listeners help you to get voted in?
Well, thank you. Thank you. If all of you would go to Oprah.com, and she will have on her website the OWN Oprah Winfrey Network contest. On Friday night, my video will be posted there. And so then you go there, you go to Oprah.com, then own contest, and then come down to Catherine Athens and just vote for me. Look at, hopefully, I'm doing the video tonight, and I think it should be very, very nice, and I'm asking everyone to vote for me because it's important you have a lot of votes. Oprah and another gentleman will be reviewing these tapes, and they will pick five finalists. And so it's to discover the new talk show host. But I think also it's important because I think there's going to be more than one show on this network. And so we can then bring to this network this whole activation of imagination.
So, and what I like is that this is by vote. In other words, it's not like the networks are telling us what we're going to watch. We are getting a vote in what we want to watch.
Absolutely. So it's so important, and I so appreciate it. And, you know, Bonnie, when I have the information, I'll get it to you so we could put it on your website.
Sure.
And that would be lovely.
Yeah, and send me an ad spot, and I'll put it on the air, too, so that people can remember and remember how to do it, too.
Super. Thank you so much.
You mentioned this Cardinal Cross that is coming up this summer. Lance Ferguson certainly talked about it. It's a biggie. It's a real big, big thing. I mean, we have astrology all the time, but sometimes it's more dramatic than others. What is the significance of a cross and B, that it's a Cardinal Cross?
Well, a cross basically says no more ignoring what's going on, you're going to deal with it. It's normally extremely challenging, but with the challenge comes the energy to deal with the challenge. Years ago in astrology, it was thought that a square or a cross was a horrible sign, that one was doomed forever because of it. Horrible things would happen. But as we have come out of the darkness and starting into this lighter age, we understand that a person without squares or crosses has no personality.
I was going to say, they're so boring.
Boring, yes. No dimensionality. If you just have trines and you basically have no energy to do anything. So it gives you energy. And if you can face these things and realize the blessing of this, then you can soar. And as we were talking about a cross, you know, can be a kite, as you said, Bonnie, it can be a crossroads. So what is the significance? Significance is that it is time for us to change. And it's okay. We can let go. We're going to be okay. We can let go of the old programming. We can let go of the old ways. We can really embrace our heart's desires, our imaginations, our big dreams, and we can make them happen now, especially in the summer. There's going to be so much energy to make big projects happen. That's the wonder of this grand cross in cardinal signs.
Is there any particular month this summer? We're almost through June. It's hard for me to believe, almost at the 4th of July, for heaven's sakes. But is there any particular month or time this summer that is the most auspicious for us to jumpstart ourselves in the direction that we want to go?
Well, I think all times are auspicious. However, the second half of July through August and the beginning of September are going to be amazing times of change. In cardinal kinds of things, we can bring change to the earth. As we've wanted to bring so much change, it's time, because the old structures are coming down. We're seeing every day crazy things in the news, people acting really badly. And why? Because that was behind closed doors. We didn't see it before, but we're going to have the energy to push forward and bring the good things to work. So I urge everybody to get off the duff, use this cardinality, this energy, to make those dreams come true, to change yourself. And so I think that this is an amazing gift we have.
All right. Now, that is something that is happening. This grand cardinal cross is happening this summer. But overlaying that and all of the astrology for right now is the fact that just a while ago, a year or so ago, Pluto went out of Sag and moved into Capricorn. Well, you know, if you know a Sag and you know a Capricorn, they probably don't have a lot in common in the way they do things or think or act. So there's a lot of difference between Sag and Capricorn. What does it mean for us that Pluto is now in Sagittarius? What does that mean for us in our imagining and our manifestation?
Well, Pluto went into Capricorn and immediately things started to happen. Capricorn is an earth sign of how are we using our resources.
Oh, you mean like little oil spills and things?
Yes. What are we really doing? And Pluto is, of course, people say, oh, Pluto isn't nice at all. Pluto is the death and transformation planet. And it is basically saying, hey, we can't act like this anymore. We have to get with the program here. I was talking to one of my wonderful clients who was telling me he went to a conference where a gentleman created an internal engine for cars and trucks that runs on water or liquid, and that everybody could run their car or truck on water in this engine, and that this man was tortured for creating that, and the powers that be did not want that engine to get out, but somehow he managed to survive the torture and start getting that out. We can run things on so little, folks.
Sunlight.
Sunlight, water, air. Another gentleman is talking about the amount of energy in the atmosphere. It's unlimited. So we are in this huge transformation of saying, what are we doing? Killing our wildlife, killing millions and millions of innocent animals, killing the plankton in the sea that gives us oxygen. Hello, folks. We need oxygen. We need clean water. We need to stop behaving badly. People need to pay for their bad behavior and stop this nonsense. No one has the right to take the life force away from another. Nobody. And the fact that we're doing this right and left, And it's Pluto is here saying, wake up and change.
And of course, Capricorn is ruled by the planet Saturn, which is all about the structure, tradition, authority in the body. It's the bones or the skeleton. So I think we're being impelled by the planet of death and transformation to change at a very basic level the structure of the way things are.
Absolutely. Wonderfully put.
And we are here, guys, to be able to do that. We are the pioneers on the planet. Now, challenge is to do something different. I mean, if you keep on doing the same old thing, we're going to keep on drilling. You know what I mean? So if you do something different to make a difference, it makes all the difference. Catherine, we got 2 minutes. Let our listeners know again how they can vote for you to be on the Oprah Show. I mean, what a hoot if we could have our very own Dr. Catherine Athens on the Oprah Winfrey Network. Hey, why not?
Hey, thank you so much. If you go to oprah.com and go to OWN/contest and you'll see my name. You can watch my video. I hope it turns out really well.
She's doing it tonight.
I heard about it at the last minute, so we're just doing it. And vote, and we'll definitely I'll get the information to you, Bonnie, and right away at today. I will do that. But if you'll go there to oprah.com, OWN contest, vote for me, Dr. Catherine Athens, I would be most grateful. And it is to get the word out. Just think if we can get the word out more and more and more and more.
Catherine, thank you so much for, again, taking time out of your busy schedule to be here with me. For all of the listeners out there, Dr. Catherine Athens' new book, Just Imagine, is available at bookstores everywhere, Amazon.com, and on her own website, CatherineAthensPhD.com. She's a psychic, life coach, and therapist. She has sessions available in her office at 650-948-1796. That's in Los Altos, 650-948-1796. And again, thanks to you Seeing Beyond listeners who viewed her on the television program View from the Bay, June 9th on ABC. Catherine, we'll get you back on again in July. Thank you so much for having been here.
Thank you so much, Bonnie, and have an amazing, imaginative, creative, innovative, fun, silly day.
I love that. Okay, I will, Catherine, I promise you. And all of you, stay tuned because I've got another hour as we continue to see beyond.